But the storytelling, the legend-telling, and reciting stories is part of education system. It's just like reading a book, and let someone read a book and others listen. It was almost the same. And it usually the elders will have the full knowledge and a good memory being stamped into their mind. They never forget the content of the story, or the divisions of it, or the series of one story. So each story was applicable in a certain season. Sometimes stories can be applied in that season, can be told. And this was the way they used their education. And now let us go back into the spiritual thing, the thing we call Middewin. In English language, we call it shamanism. So anyway, shamanism is, I guess, a general word. There is other names that sort of similar to a First Nation activity. Something like which we hear in a European term is witchcraftism, or in Africa they call it voodooism, and also other nations this activity. So we in the First Nation in North America especially, we call it Middewin. I think this word applies almost very large area within Canada today. Middewin is well understood what it means. And therefore, this is where the spiritual connection is established. It exists there in that practice. Our culture practice, historical practice, is Middewin. All the legends that are there, they all blend with this mystical powers of the character who is in the story, and have powers to accomplish something which is not possible actually, but are dramatized for so that young people can hear it and will desire to know more about it. And only then the youngster, when he hears this, sometimes dreams it, and then he begins to dream, and then the dream comes to play. And it is the elders who knew about this thing, how to develop for an individual, not for the whole groups. So it is said, it is an elders who have the instruction, or not actually curriculum. No, it's not that. It's not like writing a paper you call curriculum and then where you could follow how to teach. No, it's not. This teaching is more like elders' responsibility to do a guiding service, to guide the youngster how to get it. The elder doesn't instruct the young person, he just support him and sort of give him advice how to handle those things. The dream. But the first thing is dream. One has to acquire a lot of dreams and also apply the meaning of the dreams, and it's a responsibility of an elder to interpret that dream and give encouragement to the young person to go on and carry on. And as a person grew up and has many more dreams, whether they are terrible or if they are horror dreams or if they are pleasant, mystical things, something that's not possible in real life, and they still have to go on. Especially the things that the youngster think terrible or scary. Supposing everyone is afraid of thunder, a lightning and storm and tornadoes and twisters, you name them. Everybody is terrified of those things when you're a young person.